aspect I brought out of predestination needed to be backed with scripture, and I'm going to go through that quickly now. So we've got some scriptures if we've got on the notes up there. Anthony, you got those that I sent through to you? I think the kids are probably all content here, Lek and Kerry, I'm not sure. So here's the scriptures from Ephesians that this comes from. And Ephesians 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ. Notice, in Christ, with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. You know, we just went through a couple of great songs there, Protector. Really, Jehovah Nissi in the Old Covenant, when he revealed himself as their Lord and Banner, revealed himself as our Protector. He was already there for them, but in Christ it's been enhanced to a greater dimension in every way, shape and form. And that's really incredible. We sang an earlier song where it says, what you said you will always do, or along those lines. You know, he that has begun a good work in you will perform it till the day of Jesus Christ. His heart is to do what he started. The problem is we get in the way. We thwart God's capacity to do things because he won't override our lack of surrender. He won't come along and say, he won't beat us down and say, get a surrender. He'll wait for us to willingly give opportunity for him to be who he wants to be in our lives. So it becomes in Christ, and he's blessed us with every spiritual blessing. And even as he chose us in him, we were meant to be in him even before the foundation of the world. The heart of God was to have people in Christ, and that we should be holy and blameless before him in love. He pre-arranged our destiny for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ. Notice it's purely for who we're to be in Christ Jesus, to the praise and the glory of his grace. Next slide. We go on a little further in the scriptures that talks about in him we've obtained an inheritance. Our inheritance is only in Christ. It was a pre-arranged destiny for us according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, so that we who were the first, read this, the first to hope in Christ, and again, it continues on through those who have their hope in Christ, to be what? To the praise of his glory. That's the destiny, the predestined or the prearranged destiny God had for us. Next one. You are the light of the world, a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a covering or a bushel, but I put it on a stand so it shines and gives light to all the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so they may see your good works, and then glorify your Father, or give glory to your Father's in heaven. This is the prearranged destiny that we should be to the praise of his glory. Our lives would reflect fully who Jesus is in us. Next slide. And we know that God works all things together for good to those who love him and are called according to his purpose. So what's his purpose? His predestined destiny for our lives. For those God foreknew, so looking down the eons of time, God right from the beginning, he saw us. He saw everyone that he knew would come to him. And he then predestined us to be what? I brought this out last week. Conformed to the image of his son, so that would be the firstborn among many. So he's given us the capacity to shine for Jesus. And those he gave a great destiny to, or predestined, he also called. And those he called, he justified. And those he justified, he glorified. Man, we've got an amazing God who's done an amazing basis of preparation for us to be able to be everything he wanted for the church to be, for his people to be. And he put it all in place even before the foundation of the world. Looking down because of his... Next slide. So he had an advantage over us, or that we don't have. Our destiny and purposes and everything are fully framed to become Christ in us, the hope of glory. It's therefore... What have I done here? To bring out all we can of what God has made available to us, to be able to embrace it, to live it, to walk in it, and to reach for the highest possible capacity of our potential in God. That's there for us to get to, hold, and attain. Next one. So it's all there, but we've got to have the capacity in us, the drive, the determination, and take hold of it with all of our might and press on towards it, as Paul said, not as though I'm already there. I mean, if that guy wasn't there, what hope have we got? No, he just said we all can do it, but it's the pressing on. It's the pressing on, pressing towards the mark. The trouble is a lot of people got no idea what the mark is or what it even looks like. But I've just explained it all. Everything he gave us a destiny of in Christ is the benchmark. And that's what we need to be attaining and pressing towards to. And unfortunately, I don't think that's been taught enough in the churches, that there is a benchmark of who we need to be in Christ that was our predestined future. And that's what God wants for us, to be in Christ in him. Others don't even believe it's for them, and that's the lie of the devil. Oh, that's not for me. I'm not going to, I don't want to get involved in that. I'll just want to go to church and be a Christian. Well, good on you. Warm the seat and keep the seat warm and do nothing for God and never fulfill what God planned for your life to be. That's not what we're meant to do. Next one, I think it's the last one. And others think it's just too hard because they've got to constantly have a discipline about them. And it's easy to sit back and be slack. And they don't try enough, or maybe they're just too dumb and lazy to get out of their own way or get out of the rut that they've dug for their own lives, and they stay in that little mess pot of whatever it is that they live their life in, and they go to church and they, go through the motions and whatever have you without pressing towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ, which is our predestined God-given purpose. So I just wanted to clear all that up from last week, and that continues on. But we're going to listen to John Bevere now. He's got a great series out, and we came across it this week. Like told me, she said, I just listened to this great message, and I looked at it and I went, wow. There's about a teaching of 8 sessions. We may or may not use them all, but over the next few weeks, it'll be good to add them in because they complement everything God's been saying to us. They complement and challenge us to hear the voice of God in what's being said. Now, I was blown away when I listened to this particular message last night. And God, you are so incredible how you bring things to our attention, how you open your scriptures to us, and then you confirm it with something else like this. It just absolutely, it gets me. I'm like, God, you're so at work. And if we're missing it, Lord, I repent. I'm sorry. But we need to take note. We really do. He doesn't say things in the Word of God for us to just read it and think, wow, that's a good scripture. No, it's there for our benefit and for our enhancement, for our growth, for our longevity in Christ, and to be everything he made us to be. So let's have a look at John Bevere for the next 20 minutes or so.